Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find lots and lots of stuff, thousands and thousands of pieces of information arranged in a handy handy way of looking for them, searching categories, lots of stuff there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. Check it all out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question, answer our poll question. We have a question. We want to know what you think. Every week we ask a different one, and it takes a few seconds, so it's right there on the homepage. You don't have to go anywhere else. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. All of that is at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to continue our discussion about e-business. In the previous segment, I talked about e-shopping, but there's something else that's part of this umbrella. I didn't mention it. I mentioned e-customer service. I'm sorry, e-shopping and e-commerce. But e-customer service, I didn't mention that last time, and I'm mentioning it now because it's very important. If you know, there was a time when it was very expensive. Only the really big companies had the kind of technology that and the ability to let people know how their order was going, how things were going with their orders. But e-customer service, think about what customer service means. You know, customer service is not just about returns, people who have a broken part or whatever. It's not, customer service is not just about negative things. It could be about positive things. Customer service includes keeping people posted on the progress of their order. It includes letting them know when something has arrived. It includes letting them know when new products that they ask about have arrived. Giving them, or maybe you say, okay, we've been told that the things that you ask us about are going to be delivered tomorrow. We should receive them in the afternoon and have them on our shelves or available for you to look at. Since you ask, we're going to let you look first. Blah, blah, blah. Come up with your own little thing. Folks, if you're a small business, most small businesses have the time and the ability to do that kind of customization for customers. It's not like we have a million customers, right? We have a few hundred customers, most of us. Maybe a few dozen. Who knows? In any given week, most small businesses don't have a zillion customers. So this kind of customization, this kind of capability is now available to you as a small business, but it could be as simple as an email. It could be that simple. There are also programs out there that will help you automate this, that will help you organize. It might be a customer relationship management software that where you put the customer in and you have it remind you of you know, when certain things happen and what these people wanted, and that kind of just, it kind of gives you a little printout, a little notice, a little ping that tells you, okay, you know, these things came in, this person is interested in that. Then you shoot them an email because you already have their information, and you know what they're going to say? They're going to say thank you. Maybe I'll buy two. Who else does that? You know, the online companies do. Some of the online companies do that, like Amazon, people like that, they'll do that. But this is a way, folks, I'm trying to help you understand that you don't have to conquer the world. You don't have to conquer the internet to be successful. You can do little things like this, and this will make your customers, this will make your prospects so happy that you thought of them, that you used the technology to let them know, you know, when something came in, a customer wanted something you don't ordinarily stock, but you had the ability to get them something to look at, maybe a sample, whatever it might be. Use the technology, use the internet to help, because that's how they're going to want to be notified. That's how, you know, more than likely, if you ask somebody, yeah, I can follow up with you on that. How would you like me to notify you? They might say, well, why don't you just text me on my cell phone? Or why don't you send me an email or hey, how about you could tweet me? You could send me something on Twitter. Here's my Twitter address. I mean, listen, if that hasn't happened already, it's going to happen. Get ready for this. E-customer service. Think about it, folks. These are all the different ways that you can reach out and touch customers, keep them up to date, keep them informed, serve them, make their life easier, save them time, keep them informed. But how about this? How do you feel when somebody thinks about you? How do you feel when you realize, wow, these people actually are thinking about me? Look, here's a note from somebody that I barely know telling me that what I've been wanting has come in. I mean, who else? I mean, everybody likes that. It's like the Cheers thing, right? Where you go where everybody knows your name. This is the kind of connectivity. This is the kind of granular service, granular capability that people are going to, they are starting to demand more of. They're going to continue to demand more of it. And not one thing that I just said to you has to cost you a penny, only some time. Everything that I said just now, you already have the infrastructure for it, with the exception of maybe buying a customer relationship software program or something like that. You probably already got that anyway. So, folks, e-business is not just e-commerce. It could be e-shopping. It is e-shopping. It also is e-customer service. So think about those two things that we talked about today and see what you need to do to make that happen. I'm going to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.